Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
If I lose my money and I still got God, if I lose my mind and I still got God, I can get it back. I'm telling you, you're not serving a God who is under the circumstance. Though death and though hell assails, there is a God who is faithful, and He will perform it just like He said.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again on Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent sermon series preached by Pastor Rogers here at Pace Assembly. This is You Need to Know, Part 1, Never Ever Alone. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
But I will say to you that there is no doubt in my mind that we are not inching, but stepping directly toward the imminent return of Jesus Christ. I was never more brought clear to that this past Friday. And I preached it and taught it for years concerning the mark of the beast in Revelation 13. How that there would come a day underneath the Antichrist system where nobody will be able to buy or sell unless they have the name, the number, or the mark of the beast. It's actually three identified identities, markings. And so I went to a scheduled eye appointment this past Friday. And when I got in there, being a pastor, I had to honestly answer the questions. There's a caveat to that. So they handed me the sheet of paper. They took my temperature. I was glad of that. I was wearing my mask. I was doing all the things I should do. And then they handed me this piece of paper. And they said, please fill these six questions out. Circle yes or no. And then we'll proceed. And so I circled them. I got down. And they'd asked the question, have you been around someone that's had fever and so forth? And I told them. I said, listen, I have. I've been in some close proximity. But I also pastor all these people. I don't know what they got. Come on, somebody. Look at some of y'all are getting ready to move right now. You're getting ready to move to a different seat. So I answered the questions and I got down there. And because Rita's been dealing with some of this stuff and fever and all that kind of thing, I answered yes. And so when she took the piece of paper and took it, she said, I'll have to go back and talk to the doctor. And she came back out and she said, I was already isolated from the people sitting next to us. And it had gotten so enjoyable for one lady sitting on my right. She was completely out. She was asleep. So it's kind of a lonely situation going on there. And then she comes out to tell me, Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry. The doctor cannot see you based upon CDC guidelines. We're not going to be able to see you until you get a test and are tested negative for the COVID. And so we're not going to be able to see. I stood there for a moment in shock and awe. And then I thought, this is the way it's going to be. So what I'm saying is, what I preached years ago, it got a little chilly in here, didn't it? That you won't be able to buy or sell. How's that all going to work out? Well, I don't know if that little device that takes your fever will take a little device and rub it across your forehead or your hand and see whether or not you've got the chip and if that's, or whatever it is, the mark, and then the doctor will see you. Otherwise, the doctor won't see you. So I had to call back, just to finish the story, I had to call back and I told him, listen, is that just a testing and so forth? Because I feel just fine. And I wanted to say that I've got some skin disorder up here on my forehead. Will you see me after? I mean, you have no idea. And then I thought, what will it be underneath the Antichrist as people are isolated, more socially distant than ever before, as they consider whether or not they're going to tell the truth on the little piece of paper? Because to tell a lie would have got me to see the doctor. but because I'm a Christian. Thou shalt not lie. Come on, somebody. I know that's old, but it's on the granite marker out front out there. I'm telling you, we're closer than we've ever been. And one of the effects that I've seen is the social distancing and the isolation. And you know what I'm talking about. Where you're walking into Walmart and you don't know who the robber is because everybody got masks on. I mean, if you just put little eyes up there, you could be like the Lone Ranger. And I was inspired, and I hope you were here this past weekend to hear of missionary Joey Gordon speak as he said, I walked into the village with all this fever going on, and I took a bottle of medicine, otherwise known as anointing oil, and anointed everybody, prayed the prayer of faith, and the Lord healed the whole village, and it really set me back for all of those that are afraid. And I started going through thinking about today's message, and I started thumbing through my sermons throughout the years, and I discovered that while I have preached messages for here, just 15 years, prior to that, 15 years plus, I was thumbing through, and I've talked about this subject of the greatness of God and who God is to us in multiple occasions, but it hit me sitting there last Sunday, listening to his message, I wrote it down, that every gathering like this, when we come into the building, because of all that's happening and the isolation and everything like that, this should be the celebration and the remembrance of the greatness of our God. It's not just about singing a song or hearing a sermon. There should be something that stirs inside of you that elevates. I'm not talking about all the gods of the Hindus and all Muslim and everything else. I'm talking about the one true living God who sits high and looks low. And if he is subservient to this virus or to isolation or to all that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, then we are serving the wrong God. I came this morning to tell you what you need to know, that our God said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Come on, somebody, and give him glory right now because he's already worthy. We're now hitting the percentages of people that are committing suicide and depressed like never before because of isolation, social distancing, and some of you in this building may have suffered inside of your own spirit of the feeling of being alone, even though you're in a crowd of people. Bible says that in the last days that this would be the condition where people would even isolate themselves from one another. They would be angry with one another. And the Bible said they would make promises to one another. And sometimes they might keep them, but many times the Bible says that they would not keep those promises. Maybe it's not intentional, but still a broken promise made to us affects us. In fact, the Bible says that it is a broken promise that actually affects the heart. It creates heart damage, whether we know it or not. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But the desire cometh, when passion, when joy comes, it is a tree of life. Here's what it says in the Living Bible. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true at last, there is life and joy. I want you to know God takes vows and promises seriously. In fact, in Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore, the Bible says, that the Lord thy God, he is God. The faithful God, that's what you need to know, he's faithful, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments. He keeps covenant, mercy. He keeps covenant and mercy with those that love him and keep his commandments. How long? To 1,000 generations, the Bible says. Everything for the believer in Scripture comes in the form of a promise. There are over 3,000 plus promises found in the Bible that are directly applied to the child of God. Salvation is a promise according to Psalm 37 and 39. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of promise according to Galatians 3, 13 and 14. In Luke, he tells us, Jesus did, go to Jerusalem and tarry and wait for the promise of the Father. The Bible says in Psalm 103, 2 and 3, healing is a promise. Prosperity is a promise in Joshua 1 and 8. He said, if you'll keep my commandments and observe my laws and my statutes, if you'll walk after me in righteousness and holiness, then I will make your way successful and I will cause you to prosper. Hear what I'm telling you today. Just because we're dealing with a virus, just because we're dealing with fire, flood, hurricanes, and everything else you're dealing with in life, I want you to know that God, our God, has not stopped on one of his promises. He keeps his promises in the middle of your storm. The Bible says in Joshua 21 and 45, not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel faileth. Everyone was fulfilled. That's important for us to understand in light of this coming week. When the President of the United States and other officials will sit down with the leaders of UAE, the United Arab Emirates, and sign what has been the first peace plan in 50 years to normalize relationships between Israel and Arab states. I want you to know that's no small thing on the calendar of God. For the Bible says those that bless Israel, God will bless. And those that curse Israel or trifle with them, they are already cursed. I want you to know something. While all this chaos is going on in our world, God's plan and his process is still steady marching on. It's already been written down and it shall come to pass. A promise is only as good as the ability and willingness of the person to complete what they said and be committed to what they said. And when you enter into a partnership with God, through the promise of God, it leads you to a covenant and gives you, the Bible says, it gives you confidence. Here's what Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You need to know that God is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. In fact, he's so committed to you that when other people walk out the door, God said, I'll be right there. Whether you're good today or bad today, I still love you with an everlasting love. I don't know about you, but for me, that makes it the greatest promise that God has ever made in the book. If I lose my money and I still got God on my side, I'll get it back. If I lose my home and I still got God, God can give it back. If I lose my mind and I still got God, I can get it back. I'm telling you, you're not serving a wimpy God today. You're not serving a God who is under the circumstance. Though death and though hell assails, there is a God who is faithful and he will perform it just like he said. Now give him praise if you're going to do it. How the world is looking for the answers. If you have God in your life, you already have it. You already have the answer that is sufficient for every question. Bring your question. And if it ends with Jesus, you're going to make it all the way through. Every promise, however, has a problem attached to it and a process. It is in God's plan. I didn't hear nobody shouting right there. In the Word of God in Joshua 1, it starts off there by telling Joshua, reiterating the fact of something he already knew. Moses, my servant, is dead. What you need to understand is that the death of a leader who dies in God will not prohibit the plan of God from moving forward.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.